Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. This episode, if you listen as this goes out, you'll be wondering why I didn't put it out on time. And the reason being is because I recorded the podcast on Sunday and I wasn't rushed. I was a bit rushed. I recorded it and then I was back to back with clients and I had various things to do because yesterday, which was Monday, me and my husband took the day off and we went to Edinburgh for the day. Just a really nice day, just wandering the shops and discovering places we've never been before in Edinburgh. It was lovely. And we went to Dishoom. Dishoom's like my favourite restaurant. And we don't have it in Newcastle. So we went to Edinburgh for that. And that was lovely. I had to get all of my Monday jobs done on Sunday. And I thought I'd pretty much nailed it. There's maybe one thing that I've still got to do, and it's Tuesday, that I need to get off my list, and then I'm back at speed. Normal speed is up to date. And when I thought about uploading the podcast episode that I'd done, there was a little bit of unease. There was a little bit of discomfort. And I was like, why am I not wanting to just get this done? And I thought, oh, do you know what? I don't feel proud of the episode. And not that it was a bad episode. I just thought, do you know what? It's not the thing that I want to land for you guys as to where you might be at right now. And I always try and think the time of the year, what might be going on for you, what is going to be the best thing that you could hear right now that is going to support you to get to that next level. And it just wasn't sitting right. And then the episode before that, the one about the spiritual download, I loved delivering that episode for you. I was so proud of that one. If you haven't listened to it, please, please, please do go and listen to it. It's a good one. I'm proud of that one. I decided to race into the office this morning. I've got here for 10 past 7 in the morning, and I decided to completely scrap the episode that I'd recorded and re-record it. Let's dive straight into what I want to talk to you about today. The original episode was around having a bit of a reset, thinking about where you might be at, how you started the year, how you might be feeling now that you're at the end of January. And what I actually want to say for you is when you get to the point where you're excited and motivated and you've got these things that you want to achieve and it's a new year, new you, all of those things, the thing that holds you back is when you get stuck in your own head. And this is a way better message than the one that I was trying to get across in the one that I recorded on Sunday. When you get stuck in your own head, your goals are dead in the water. Because there's something going on that you're telling yourself. And when you're stuck in that fear or concern or feeling like it's not going to happen for you, or you can't see how this could happen for you, or you've not created the right habits and actions, like you are literally stuck in your own head and you can't see a way out, your goals are dead. Nothing's going to move forward at that point because you can't, you know, a plan can't grow if you're giving it alcohol to drink, for example. And that's almost what you're doing with your brain if you're stuck in your own head. You can't move forward if you're not nourishing your mindset, if you're not doing the things that are going to get you towards your end goal. If you know this is you, if you know you're somebody who gets stuck in your own head and bad habits, bad actions are kind of coming back around again, then I want this episode to be something that you can lean on and come back to time and time again. When a client comes to me, and I say this to all of the students in the academy as well when they're training to become coaches, when a client comes to me with a problem, I'm not an expert in everything. I've got clients who work in so many different industries, whether they are a nurse, a GP, a beautician, they've got their own businesses, they're on Love Island. Like I have so many different clients that come to me. I can't be an expert in everything. And that's not why people come to me. They're not coming to me for answers. We're looking for solutions. And what I can do with my clients, and this is something that I want you to do for yourself, is you become a problem solver. When we can solve our own problems, we can break down the barriers that we've put in our own place. So what I would invite you to do is to ask yourself the first question, why do I feel stuck right now? What's coming up for me? And you write that down on a bit of paper. And this is what you would do with a coach, right? Is that you would have this conversation and you would gain clarity. You would go back and forward. Now, if you're listening to me or on here, then we can't really do that back and forward, but you could do it with yourself with a bit of paper. So I want you to write down why you feel stuck. Get rid of all of it. Get it out of your head and on a bit of paper. And then I want you to write, what was the end goal? What is the thing that you're working towards? What's the thing that you're excited about that you want to accomplish? And now I want you to look for the solutions of what you need to do to get you from where you are now closer to where you want to be. And you start looking at all the options. And that's what I would do with a client. We would do that process. As a coach, what I'm looking for, I'm like a little detective. So I'm looking for the solutions they might not have seen. I'm looking for the limiting belief, the habit and action that they're sabotaging themselves with. And what I'm trying to do with all of that information is pull it apart so we can get back to being solution focused. One of the amazing things about us as human beings is that we are wired for struggle. We can cope with anything that life throws at us. The one thing we can't cope with is when we're stuck in our own heads. And the only way to get out of that is to pay real attention to what's going on in your head and to start getting it out on paper. It's to start exploring it like you would with a coach. So if you start doing this yourself and you start writing it down and really exploring without emotion what's going on for you and where you're actually wanting to get to. Because as soon as you get caught in your head, remember that goal is dead. It's not moving forward anywhere. So you need something that's going to help you to get out of your own head, to get back on track and to find the solution. And we did this in our other business, myself and Julie. We were getting stuck with where the business needed to go next. And I'm not saying we were necessarily stuck in our own head with emotion. This is probably a slightly different example. We were stuck to trying to find the solution. And it was something that we had to keep coming back to. So we'd do a bit of work, we'd go away. What we're really good at sometimes is going, right, I can't think. So I'll tell you what, sometimes we even stay on the phone and put both of ourselves on mute just so we can brainstorm and then come back to the conversation. It's I don't know how we fell into that. I think we were getting ready for a meeting where we had to pitch something. And we knew there was like a time limit on this. So it wasn't like we could go, we have a think about it, come back the next day. I think we had like 15 minutes to come up with the solution of what we were trying to do. So we just muted ourselves on the call and both started individually working on it and then came back to it together. But that required us to take time out from where our thoughts were going. And our thoughts were going, this isn't right. The thing that we're looking at right now doesn't feel right. It's not the thing that we want to deliver. So what's the solution? So we came back out and we started to brainstorm individually. And again, that's something that I would do with a client as well. I would get them to go away and brainstorm on it. Now, my clients sometimes are stuck in their own heads and it does require me to help them pull that information out. But I want you to start doing this every time you come up against a barrier or a hurdle that is stopping you getting at your end goal. What is the solution? There's always a solution. You're just stuck in your head so much you can't see it. Now, it could be really, really simple. The solution is you need to take action. The solution is you need to figure out where in your diary you can take your actions so that this starts to become your reality. It could be that you're so overwhelmed with something else in your life, it's not allowing you the bandwidth to focus on the thing that you need to focus on. So it could be that you need some systems and processes in place in your personal life to allow space to open up so you can focus on the thing that you're trying to achieve. So a little example might be just making sure that you have your meals organized on a weekly basis so that you don't have to think about what you're going to cook. It could be that you have a system and a process for when you clean the house, do the washing, do the ironing, whatever it is, so that everything has a day, right? Like a structure, like a framework, so that you can then allow the new thing that you want to do, the thing that's making you step outside of your comfort zone, you've slotted it somewhere into your work and week, your personal life, to make this happen. What I will say is that every time you sit and ruminate on why it's not happening or why you feel stuck, you're not finding the solution. And it might be that you need to get inspiration elsewhere, and you might not just need to pause it for a second and go and do something else. So some of my biggest ideas come to me when I am exercising, right? And the reason why is because when you're exercising and you're pushing yourself, and it's a lovely thing to do when you are not just, there's a difference between going on a treadmill and just plodding along. And there's a difference between going on a treadmill and running and really pushing yourself. And when you're doing that, you're focused on the outcome, right? You're focused on getting to that next minute, pushing yourself. So you've just gone up a little notch on the speedometer. I don't know what it's measured in. So you've pushed yourself a little bit further on the speedometer. And that might be the thing that's getting you out of your head so that you can focus back in. Does that make sense? Because when you're pushing yourself on something else, it allows creativity to happen. You've released the barrier where you're stuck in your own head, and the solution should come to you for the thing that you're struggling with. So there's two things that you can do here. You can pause and take a moment out and journal on what you need to do to get to the next stage, or you can go and distract yourself with something that requires immersion, something that requires you to totally immerse yourself into the thing that you're doing to distract from thought. And that's going to disconnect you from the struggle as to where you're at now. The only time we fail is when we get stuck in our own way. We will always be our own barrier. So you need to start making yourself the solution. I hope this episode has landed exactly where it needed at the right time and that it was worth me re-recording this for you. It's a shorter one today. That was intentional. And I wanted to make sure that you got everything that you needed in one episode without it being, it was really wordy, the other one that I did, but you know, probably didn't get to the heart of what I wanted to do. If you know you're stuck in your own head, go and do the work. Right? I want you to achieve everything that you've set out to do this year. And there is no reason why you can't. You know, I talk about this all the time. My biggest goal was to work in the shop on a till, right? And as soon as I started to get my goals bigger and layer on top and layer on top, I still look back now and think, oh my God, I can't believe you achieved this. Like, there's still part of me doesn't feel like a grown-up who's got their own office, because that wasn't the story I told myself. But the fact that I can do this and I've sustained this isn't a fluke, this is me sustaining the life that I've created for myself, proves to me that anything is possible for anyone, as long as they decide, one, what they actually want. So you've got to get clarity on your goal. And two, you problem solve along the way. And you start to connect with your own mind to know when you are getting in your own way and you're killing your dream. Circumstances, you can move around circumstances because there'll always be a solution, even in the circumstances that you're in. You'll figure out a way, but you won't figure out a way if you're stuck in your own head. Have an amazing week, everyone. I'm praying and hoping that the next time I come to record an episode, I can bang it out like this one first time rather than having to re-record. But I will, because I'm going to plan better. Maybe that was it. I'm, again, solution focused. I'm like, why wasn't that the best episode that I recorded on Sunday? And I do think it was because I was very systematic about it. I was like, I need to get this done. So, right, what do I need to talk about? Bam, and I just did it. Rather than thinking about what is the best thing for you guys in terms of what I want to deliver for you. I want to deliver quality every time. But that requires some preparation on my part. So what I need to do, instead of just thinking, right, well, I've got an hour and a half in a morning to record a podcast for you, because that's how long it takes by the time I've edited and things like that. What I now know by problem solving is I need to add in half an hour through the week to prep what I'm going to talk to you about. And I know that's going to like put me in much better stead to record it, because I'm going to have more energy because I'm focused on the thing that I've planned that I'm going to do for you. So you've just gone through the whole process with me. It's my solution focus. That is how my brain works now. I've retrained my brain to go to the solution rather than the problem. And I invite you to do the same. Have an amazing week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.